New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, Thick Neck Summer is officially underway.
I got it, Friday!
Here at K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. Good morning. How the hell goes it this hour? Sean Waynes of the Waynes Brothers will be joining us in the K-Rock studio. That was not for you, Sean. That was
about for the necks out there.
That was about me, for all the thick neckers out there. A lot of people reached out to me yesterday and said, hey, Klein, don't let them get you down. I'm also an 18-incher. I had a guy claims he's a 19.5-inch necker.
You know Channing Tatum? That's a thick-ass neck.
Thick neck.
That guy, you can't even... He looks uncomfortable in suits because I don't even think anything fits him anymore. His neck just got so big.
I had to wear a suit when I was back east a couple weeks ago, and I got stuck in... I almost had the jaws of life primarily that shirt. I hadn't worn that dress. I don't wear dress shirts very often, and boy, that thing, I had to
it was like 3 necks ago.
I had to suck in just to get it buttoned, and then when I finally got it buttoned, my neck was bulging out of all sides of it. Finally, I had to release the button, but...
Did you feel self-conscious yesterday about the game?
The game, is it thicker than Klein's neck? After looking at the video on our Instagram that was posted, I started feeling bad when I actually saw the things that my neck is as thick as. Looking at my neck thicker. Next to that bottle of rum or next to the mountain lion or next to the field goal post.
And knowing that your neck is thicker.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm continuing. It's going to be a thick neck summer. I'm not quitting until I get 20 inches, this thick neck. 20 inches, I'll finally call it a day. So it'll be great. This hour, as we mentioned, Sean Wayne's coming by to hang out with us. We'll figure out who is the current whitest chick listening to us. What is the whitest chick thing about you? Call in and win. We'll get to that coming up this hour. We'll get you into Sublime in San Diego with Slightly Stupid and more. That'll be coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and add another name to this list. We only have a few spots left. Adam Riverside, good morning.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
You are the 20th caller at this exact moment.
Yeah, long I've been trying.
No, you waited till the last possible second. You only have today, starting now through 6 p.m. to get your name on the list. Then Monday morning, we give someone the call back, and it could be you, Adam. Hopefully we chat again Monday morning. Please have your phone on and ready to receive our calls if you want to go see Foo Fighters in Nashville. It's part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Details at KROQ.com. And on the socials, back in a moment with more show and more interaction at 800-520-1067, K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. In moments, Sean Waynes will be coming in to hang with us at the K-Rock Studios. Get ready for a brand new scary movie. Can't wait. A lot of drama behind the scenes to even get this thing made, and we will get into that. But more importantly, we will start taking your calls if you believe that you are the whitest chick. And as we learned, you don't have to be a chick to be a white chick. You don't even have to be white.
Everyone has white-ass things about them.
The whitest thing about you. And we will take those calls at 800-520-1067. And Sean will help us determine who wins that. And we'll send you to one of the whitest places on the planet, San Diego, where you get to see Sublime.
Lots of different types of white people
the
there.
The whites continue. We will get into that coming up on the show. Today is a big day for Allie. She's not mentioning this, probably, because you don't want to jinx it or mush it. But today is the day you find out. Right.
Today's the day I do my blood test, my pregnancy test.
Find out if you're pregnant. People have been asking what the update is, but everyone kind of assumes that no news is no news or no news is nothing.
Yeah.
But nothing to report as of yet. But you find out if you're pregnant, which is a big deal.
It is. It's something that I've obviously been thinking about constantly, but I'm trying not to think about it. And then, I don't really know what else to say because it's going to happen or it's not. Mm-hmm. But I've been having all kinds of quote pregnancy symptoms, but it also could just be all the medication I'm on, so you never know.
Crazy to think that there's so many people that recently went to prom that are hoping they find out they're not pregnant today.
And that's so true.
And Allie is
this
hoping.
Is their 2 week wait,
right? Yeah, you guys are in the same window right now. It's all the people that went to prom. They're going, please don't be pregnant.
Mom, my watch says that my period's coming.
And Allie is hoping for the opposite results. So it turns out you should have just gone to prom if you wanted to get pregnant.
If I'm not, then this next round is going. I'm going to take a little break.
Right.
And then I'm going to have this, the final one, be my fun round. Don't listen to any of the doctor's advice.
But on Monday, correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to have a pill in each hand. You're going to have a prenatal pill. And you're going to have a drug like Molly or ecstasy or we haven't figured out exactly what you're taking yet. And if it, and like last time, you took the tequila shot instead of the progesterone shot. So we knew that that meant, sadly, you were not pregnant, but at least you got tequila, good consolation prize.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, you'll have two pills, a prenatal vitamin and some sort of drug.
Some other pill.
Right, we don't know. Jake, you've got any? Who's got the best pill? Omar, you have pills?
Dude, I don't have the hookup anymore.
Your guy's in jail or what happened?
No, I was the guy. My cook just stopped making it.
My cook?
He just stopped.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my man. God. You had a cook?
Jake, do you have...
Yeah, of course.
Jake, you got this stuff, right? Do you have the Molly, or who's got...
I don't have it in pill form. It's just powder.
All right, well, I'll snort the prenatals, I'll snort whatever Jake's got.
So Monday, we'll find out exactly if Allie is cooking a baby inside of her or not. So
I think we should talk a little bit about what drug this is going to be. So,
well, don't worry, it'll be a surprise. You know what the prenatal is. That's boring. The other one will tell you after you take it.
After I take it? Great.
You'll figure
it
out. What about like a gummy?
That's a sleepy pill.
The one with probably all the good pills.
You have
Ambien and Adderall and
but those aren't the
oxycodone and all that stuff.
But you have to take a drug. You have to do a drug you've never done before. Haven't you not done Molly before?
Yes, but there are plenty of other drugs I've also not done before that wouldn't have me rolling around on this carpet naked.
All right, well, Monday's going to be a fun show. Let's put it that way.
It won't be.
Quick break. We're back in a moment. Sean Waynes will be in the studio. He's just arrived into the building at K-Rock. So if you want to watch along on YouTube, we're streaming there. Of course, you can keep listening to us. And if you would like to join us, I'm just going to go ahead and see where we're at right now. This is just the beginning. Kathy, what is the whitest thing about you?
It's got to be the butterfly tattoo.
Okay, hold on. That's a good place to start.
We will take your calls. Where is it?
Kathy, where? We'll come back. You know what? Hold that. That's a nice tease.
Because that depends. The whiter.
Right. Like you think about
lower back. Or ankle.
Ankle. Or foot. It's pretty white right there on the foot.
Yeah, on the top of the foot. We love it.
Why are you the whitest chick? Once again, everyone's kind of playing for second place on Allie because she is the whitest woman we know. But we'll come back and we will get to that after this at 800-520-1067. If you'd like to join us. Here's some inspiration as we get you into break and then back with Sean Waynes next and Whitest Thing About You on K-Rock.
The only time she says yo is when she's talking about fro-yo. Her favorite salsa is ketchup. Managers ask to speak to her. She is the whitest woman in the world.
Una comida fiesta.
Klein Alley Show. Want to go see Sublime Petco Park in San Diego? We have tickets to send you there. And we have our guest, Sean Waynes, in the studio who will help determine what is the whitest chick thing about you. Of course, he's not here to talk about white chicks. He's here to talk about this in theaters today.
I'm high as fuck. Me too, cuz.
Ghostface is still killing folks.
You know what they say about the crazy ones? They got the best.
Scary Movie. Only in theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
Well, congratulations. Welcome back to the big screen. Welcome back to a franchise that you probably never thought you'd be a part of ever again.
What's up?
It's good to have you with
us. Thank you for having me.
Of course, absolutely. And Scary Movie, you know, we've got fond memories from all of the classics. And you want to let everyone know if they saw the last one and thought it wasn't good, you had nothing to do with the last one. You were not involved in any way, shape, or form.
No, me, Keenan, and Marlon only did Scary Movie 1 and Scary Movie 2. And then 3, 4, and 5 had nothing to do with us.
So then how'd you get it back and how'd you get the core four back together?
They did 3, 4, and 5, and then they decided to come back to us.
They said this isn't working.
These haven't been funny.
Yeah.
They came back to us and they asked us if we would reboot the franchise. And so we said, yeah, let's do it.
Well, the entire time, I mean, because I go back, I can't believe it's been 25 years, but every time there's a scary movie that that everyone's talking about, it's still like the biggest genre. Scary movies in general, horror movies, I think, are the biggest genre of
films. They're very popular.
So every time you're watching one, even when you weren't working on this, aren't you thinking in your head, like, this would be so fun to spoof? I could mock this so easily.
Yeah, it wouldn't be, it's not the whole movie, but little things inside of movies jump out at you and you go, oh, that'd be funny for a scary movie.
Was there ever a point, though, when you're talking about bringing the characters back, like Doofy, for example, and you think Officer Doofy, maybe he shouldn't come back, you know, with the way that the culture has changed, or you're like,
everything's still open.
That's the best part about scary movies.
We're still doing Officer Doofy.
I feel like they've been grandfathered into it because it's mockery that they still get the ability to do everything. It's like a safe space almost.
Yeah, you need the Doofus character.
You need someone to have sex with a vacuum.
You need a guy having sex with the vacuum, drooling.
In the new scary movie, which is out today, let's just go over some of the movies that I know some will be surprises, but some of the movies that you mock or that you have fun with include Megan. You finally hit that one. Uh-huh. You do Get Out, right? Uh-huh. You get some of the greats that have been over the years.
Sinners.
Weapons.
And now, whenever, like, we've talked to Weird Al before, we've said, do you ever speak to the people whose songs you want to do parodies of? And he's like, yeah, I usually try to get permission. Do you speak to any of, like, did you speak to the stars of Sinners, for instance, say, no, nothing. No permission needed.
Black people do it different. he's an old white guy. I was like, could you please let me parody you? Yeah. Do it, Al, beat me up.
And you just go ahead. We'll do it anyway because it's going to be funny.
Yeah, we're just going to go have fun with it. But we do it with the intention of hopefully the people we're making fun of laugh at it too. So we're not trying to be mean about it.
Sean Williams is with us now.
I'm a fan of Weird Al Yankovic. But
I get it. Yeah. But also, it's interesting. I heard Anna Faris talking about returning to this role, and she had this weird thought in her head that you were like mad at her or something.
What?
She thought we were mad at her because she went off and made millions of dollars without us. And when she did part 3 and 4. And at first, we were kind of mad because, like, oh, man, she's giving the Weinsteins everything they want. But in the bigger picture, we thought about it, and we realized she's just an actress trying to do her thing. You know, she got a family to take care of, and, she didn't do it to hurt our feelings. She just did it because she went off to work and make some money, so we ain't mad.
Do you feel like you kind of got the last laugh in the sense that Harvey Weinstein is now in prison, and you are sitting here right now with us, a free man, not in prison?
Honestly, I don't even think like that.
That's how I would think every day. Oh, yeah, we're making another one.
What about just in stoner culture in general? I feel like has changed so much. It's been so refreshing for me as a former stoner to just see another stoner classic. Is that the intention? Just keep stoner comedies.
Keep high people laughing.
Yeah. Yes. And even seeing the hot box in the middle of Times Square, like, it's so nostalgic just seeing a traditional hot box. Yeah. You don't see that so much anymore.
No, you know. Only on the Mike Tyson show.
Yeah.
Right.
We're happy that the stoners love scary movie. I mean, we make it for everybody, but the stoners like to watch it over and over again high.
Because we forget.
Yeah, you forget. What was I laughing at?
Yeah.
The secret is they're actually just reshowing the first scary movie in theaters today, but they figured you're too high to remember that, so you won't know.
That's why they keep reshowing it.
Yeah.
It's all new. In fact, I saw a meme that you guys had these limited edition bong-shaped popcorn buckets that were going to be a part of scary movie, and I got all excited about it, and then a bunch of listeners were like, you're an idiot, Klein. That's AI. That's not really happening. That's not actually happening?
I honestly don't know. I know we did some promos where they had the bong thong with popcorn in it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a thing, but I'm not sure. So I don't want to, I don't want to misspeak.
Man, tonight, this would be such a great time to bring out the first weed movie theater.
I know.
Like, right? Why not now?
I had that idea, too.
Why can't that happen?
Because everyone has the idea, doesn't do anything about it because we're too high.
Which I think that nobody wants to do it because you can't get people out of the theater. They'll be asleep by the end.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of work waking
them
up.
They'll
never get up.
Yeah.
Concession stand.
I would watch all 1 through 6.
We'll be all out of snacks.
Scary movie 1 through 6, a marathon in a weed movie theater.
That'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
Create it, girl. Go do your thing.
Oh, Sean, there's a lot of
people. There are a lot of people on the text line asking questions.
TMC movie theater.
THC movies. Will you be doing another Don't Be a Menace? I'm sure you get these questions all the time because all these things that were big, 20 years ago now are all having these resurgences. I'm sure you haven't had shortages of interest in this.
Well, I haven't. We haven't really thought about Don't Be a Menace 2. But let this hit, and we're going to dig in the crates, and we're going to pull out a bunch of.
So if you go goodies. And support Scary Movie this weekend in theaters today, then perhaps you'll get.
It's going to open up the floodgates for comedy in general, and other things will get done.
What about White Chicks?
That would be the next one that we would try to get done.
That's a perfect segue then, because we have people on the phone right now that would like to share with you the whitest chick thing about them, and you will help determine who is the whitest, and we're going to send them to San Diego, one of the whitest places on the planet. So, if you'd like to join
us. The day has to be very white. What will they do, surf?
They're going
to
see Sublime and Slightly Stupid, and they're going to go to Petco Park, and it's going to
eat a nice turkey sandwich.
Get an outfit at the Gap.
Not too spicy.
Anybody going to be eating bologna?
A lot of bologna.
800-520-1067.
We get to your calls. We'll do that next with Sean Wayans on K-Rock. In our studio right now, Sean Wayans, one of our 20 favorite Wayanses, who's with us right now to talk about Scary Movie.
I am the 20th favorite Wayans.
We're not going to rank them in order, but Allie did give me her list earlier, and she put, I'm not going to tell you who she put up above you, but Keenan Ivory was near the top.
Of course.
Kim was up there.
Yeah.
Kevin Jr.
She then put Regina Hall on there. I said, she's not even a Wayans.
Yeah, but she goes on top.
She's in the core four back. This is the original crew that made Scary Movie what it was, and they're back now for this new installment, which hits theaters today officially. Potheads will enjoy it, and even people that are not stoned will like it as well. Right now, though, because one of the other joys you brought us was White Chicks, Allie pointed out earlier on the show today, it's the only movie she's actually ever purchased.
I still have it on my Apple Music.
It's the only movie she's ever purchased.
You mean
White
you
Chicks.
Stole all my other movies?
The other ones, it's all been watched illegally.
No, but like buying it on Apple Music. Like, I need to have this owned in digital form forever.
Very cool.
You know, like, I've rented Scary Movies and stuff like that, just watching my living room. But that was the one that no matter what new phone I get.
You had to purchase
it. I've got that one right here.
Now, do you watch it high or you watch it sober?
You know, a little both.
I will say, you've had an unintended...
I don't know if this was a goal of the movie, but you've now made Allie the whitest woman in the world, so much so that we have this campaign for her.
Her idea of heavy metal is Dave Matthews. She thinks the show Friends is a little too diverse. She served 3 tours of duty at Old Navy. She is the whitest woman in the world.
Yo tengo... tres gatos.
Sadly, Allie is the whitest. I'm trying to learn Spanish.
There's
a lot of people on the phone that think they can out-white Allie. You will help judge because you are the brains behind White Chicks.
You sound very white.
Thank you.
I'm going to study you for White Chicks, too.
Yes.
Oh, man, you should.
That'd I'm be, the inspiration.
Whiter yes. chicks.
Yes, whiter chicks.
Yvette on K-Rock, what is the whitest chick thing about you? Sean is going to help us determine who wins this, and you'll be going to San Diego to see Sublime. What's up?
Okay, well, I got my 2 dogs' birth certificates, so I did like a document, and then I had it notarized.
Oh, that's very white. So white.
Everyone, we just like dogs, all right?
You needed to get them notarized.
I'm sure you get doggy DNA testing, too.
You love dogs. Do they wear those doggy sweaters?
I did, actually. I did get them a DNA test.
Oh, man.
What about doggy sweaters? Do they wear doggy sweaters?
Of course. During the winter, they have little boots and the jackets.
Now, during Christmas time, do they have ugly Christmas sweaters for the dogs?
I mean, I think they're cute, but you might call them ugly.
So she does have special festive
she
Christmas sweaters.
She just actually likes them.
All right, that's
this sounds very white.
That's contestant
congratulations,
number one.
You are very white.
That's pretty white. Becca, what is the whitest
Becca,
chick thing about
name,
you?
Your name is white as hell.
From the 818, go ahead. Sean Wayans will help us determine whitest chick. Go ahead.
So my first ever job was at the Roxy store.
Oh my God.
And I got like super obsessed that I have the Roxy tattoo, like the Roxy logo tattooed on my ankle. And my Instagram is still Roxy Hula Girl.
Hula, your dad. Hula.
Roxy Hula Girl.
That's pretty white.
And your voice is like very white.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm such a valley girl.
Oh my God. You are such a valley
all right,
girl.
That's a contestant too.
Very
that's,
cool.
That's,
even you making that voice is giving me nostalgia.
That's Becca right there. Let me say hi to Christopher, proving that even guys can be white chicks. Go ahead, Christopher.
Well, the white thing that I do is that I don't use a washcloth when I bathe myself. I just put the bar soap straight on the skin.
Oh, yeah, just so you get ass hair all over your chin?
All over soap.
In your butt crack.
All over your soap?
Yeah.
Well, you got a beard on your soap?
The crack is the last place that I put the bar soap in, so yeah. Or I'll put the soap on my hand and then put my hat in there.
Is that a white person thing to
do? Yeah, it's a stereotype that white people don't bathe all the way.
Really?
Don't wash their legs specifically.
So they just try
just
to get away with white.
Drip down.
They think because their skin is white, nobody knows if they took a shower
right,
or not.
Right, exactly.
I'm clean. I'm white.
Especially if you have a white car, it makes it more obvious that it's dirty.
Kathy, whitest chick thing about you. You're telling this story to Sean Wayne, will help us determine who is the whitest chick on listening to the show right now.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
That is the whitest thing about you. Saying happy Friday.
That's a white thing, and I got, like, back in the early 90s, the cliche butterfly tattoo on my ankle.
Yeah, I mean, butterfly on the ankle is pretty, but I think Roxy tattoo is way whiter.
I think Roxy is whiter.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Somehow, you're already playing for second place. I mean, that's the problem is that Becca had the whole package.
I'm sorry, you're not white enough.
Yeah. Sorry, next.
You have been.
You might have black in you.
We give Robert the last word here, and then we have to determine. I'm sorry for everyone we couldn't get to. I know everyone wants to get in on why they are the whitest chick. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, my white family lied to me. I was raised Mexican, but I surf, and I'm actually Scottish-Irish.
Oh.
So raised Mexican, but not Mexican at all.
No, DNA.
All right.
You're like the Mexican jerk.
Yeah, it's a reboot.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Oh, my God, the jerk.
The jerk.
I was born a poor black child.
Sean, you heard from a lot of people think they're the whitest chick listening. I think you fell in love with Becca the second you heard her voice,
Becca,
right?
Yeah, Becca is the whitest chick.
Hey, Becca, congratulations. You are the whitest
chick. Since white chicks won.
Oh, my God. I'm so freaking happy for you.
You're going to San Diego. You're going to see Sublime and Slightly Stupid. And please go see some scary movie this weekend as well. All right? White chicks get a discount on scary movies. Okay. Oh, definitely. There she goes.
Oh, my God. I'm so freaking pissed.
Sean, we always have two questions to wrap up all interviews at K-Rock. We call these epic questions.
What's that?
These are questions you must answer. You've probably never been asked them before. It is time now for Epic Questions with the great Sean Waynes.
Epic questions.
All right, Sean, other than the scary movie franchise, what is the best stoner movie of all time?
What is the best stoner movie? I don't get high. I wouldn't know, but I would think weed heads love Friday?
Ooh. Yeah, that's a great nominee.
They love Friday. Yeah.
I think a great stoner movie can be found almost as funny by someone who's not high at all.
Yeah,
and Friday has that ability.
And Friday is, I think it withstands the test of time.
Sure does.
Yeah.
You could watch it now or 20 years ago and it would hit the same.
Yeah.
Question number two. I know that the Waynes have been brought up as a funny family, but in your opinion, is there a funnier sibling couple, funnier siblings in the world than the Waynes?
Funnier siblings?
Like Hanson, for instance.
Hanson?
Who?
That's
the whitest reference you've ever made. You're making Mbop reference?
That Mbop singers,
Hanson.
Hanson brothers.
Yeah, the Hanson.
Bop, Mbop.
That's the one. Are there funnier siblings in the planet than the Waynes, do you believe?
I don't know any famous ones, but
Brothers, perhaps?
I'm sure in my projects, I grew up in, there was some
funnier siblings.
Yeah, there was funnier siblings.
Yeah, they couldn't get it all together and get back to the big screen. Well,
no,
this weekend
they couldn't focus and get everybody on the same page to make it in Hollywood.
They never thought it would happen. This franchise was taken from them. This is kind of a comeback story. A scary movie has now been brought back to the core four, and it is on screens today. So go see it this weekend.
Yeah, because someone on the text line said, my twin and I, this is one of our favorite movies of all time, is Scary Movie, and we're canceling all of our plans to go see the new one together in theaters today.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for your support. Yeah. Go check it out.
Them spoof everything from Weapons to Terrifier to Sinners. Tons of cameos in this movie as well. It's going to do great, I'm sure. And thanks for stopping by. Good to see you again.
Knock on wood.
Thanks for
crossed.
Being here.
Thank
and then
you.
We'll see you at the big screening of Whiter Chicks.
I will host.
In a couple of years, yes. I'll come back and have you guys host it.
Inspired by our very own Allie. We'll play one of these into break. Thanks again, Sean Waynes on K-Rock.
All right. Peace.
The only time she says yo is when she's talking about Froyo.
Her favorite salsa is ketchup. Managers asked to speak to her. She is the whitest woman in the world.
Una comida fiesta.
Happy Friday, bitches.
Thank you. Happy Friday, bitches, to you and yours as well. Let's find out what's going on in the world together. Then a brand new hour of the show can officially begin.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Going to the World Cup is expensive. If you bought a ticket right now for the match next week at SoFi, it would run you at least $1,000, even for the crappiest tickets, and it would cost you an additional $300 just to park at SoFi. But if you're not going, it's your boss that's going to lose money. Someone's losing money either way. Research estimates that the World Cup will cost businesses billions of dollars in productivity loss.
KG estimates the World Cup could cost businesses about $17 billion in lost productivity globally. The workforce management company bases that on a survey and other data. It says the hits come from employees skipping work or showing up tired or hungover. UKG predicts the loss for U.S. employers will be almost $12 billion. Oh. According to UKG, 20% of employees say they would think about finding a new job if work negatively impacted their World Cup experience.
Could you imagine somebody changing jobs just so they could comfortably watch the World Cup? That's how much they care. I just don't see how Americans are that into it, considering this is the best chance.
What's an excuse?
Of course. Yeah, it's an excuse because to care about something. But you're not, even if it's just an excuse, you're going to change jobs over that?
Yeah, why not? If you're able to, why not do that?
Or, you know,
if you have the opportunity to change, I guess. Great, why not?
Great time to be between jobs, you know, if you really care about watching the games. But the reality is, a lot of bosses realize we can't fight this. Like, the same thing with March Madness. They go, we're going to lose this battle. They're going to watch the games anyway. So they try to embrace it. And they go, we'll leave the games on in the company kitchen or whatever. And please, you know, watch responsibly. But most people, especially if you have like a cubicle type job, which I've had before, it's mostly killing time doing stuff anyway. I would argue at any given moment when you have like a desk job, you're doing that job, I don't know, 30% of the day and doing other stuff 70% of the
day. Yeah, you're online shopping and getting other things done at work. Yeah, everybody is not working
100%
of the time.
The only time I was ever good at fantasy football ever was when I had a cubicle job. And I spent like hours every day working on the team and looking for trades. And that's when you do all that stuff. And to date, the only guys in my league that win this thing every year are the ones that pretty much sit at a desk all day because they don't want to do their actual job. Anything.
But I think with the World Cup or with any sport, you should have to prove that you actually know anything about that sport before you get embraced for taking time off. Like, there's a guy in our building who is a huge, huge Broncos fan. I would imagine if they're, you know, in the Super Bowl or whatever, that guy would probably have more leeway when it came to not showing up the next day, taking time off for games, because he is a diehard fan of that. For World Cup fans, I mean, for USA, this is the best chant we can come up with.
USA! USA!
That's a good one.
It's just
The actual one is actually more weak sauce.
No, it's worse. Yeah, I actually...
Yeah. Do you have it?
Okay, here it is.
Because we support the U.S. U.S. That's the way we like it. We like it. We love it.
See, these are people that are half-assing.
We support the U.S. I mean, it's not even a good, chanting words.
No, even though, lackluster.
That's the way we like it. We like it.
Yeah, it's
the
almost
corny stuff.
Sounds like a cheeseburger chant.
Because we support the U.S. 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 That's the way we like it. We like it. We love it.
Who got shot at
you? Shoot a gun in the air. That's America
that's
for you.
The US way for
There's
you.
Not a lot of country pride around here. All right, a road in LA has been named the most passive aggressive street in America, and that's saying a lot. LA never seems to top good lists, especially when driving is involved. And this was a study of, in all of the US, the streets that cause the most passive aggressive driving. So think of tailgating, cutting people off, not letting them merge or get over, the brake checking, things like that. Congrats to a street that you drive on most days, Klein. Ventura Boulevard was named the most passive-aggressive street in the entire U.S.
Dun, da, da, da. It's none other than Ventura Boulevard.
Of course.
And here's the reason.
Ventura Boulevard is where, quote, casual errands go to become psychological warfare.
And I would imagine you agree, Klein. There are so many businesses there, so many people coming and going, so many people pulling out, trying to parallel park. There's a lot of cutting corners to try and find a spot or to make an illegal U-turn.
Yeah, I do make a lot of illegal U-turns on Ventura, but it's so funny because there's so many streets and freeways that I truly despise and hate, like every fiber of my being. I don't have a problem.
Oh my God, personally, I get so stressed out when I'm
Ventura
on Ventura
Boulevard. I thoroughly enjoy it. I'll sometimes ride that all the way over the option, even if it'll be much faster to hop the 101. I'll just stay on Ventura.
Why would you choose the best
boulevard in all of the valley.
It's a great cruising boulevard. I don't know. I know people say cruising on Sunset or whatever that lesbian sings about, Santa Monica Boulevard, whatever.
I think Sheryl Crow?
Whatever. I like.
Are there a lot of like prostitutes? You know, I'm not a valley boy, so I don't really cruise the Ventura.
There's not
Santa
enough.
Monica,
Well, Santa Monica Boulevard is a better boulevard, I guess, for prostituting.
Well,
I
there's
guess.
A lot of good businesses there. There's a lot of good places to eat. There's a lot of good stuff there. A lot of good sushi and things like that. But the parking and the trying to find the place, and then you pass it before you know it.
That does happen a lot. That does happen a lot.
And I feel like I'm always going back and forth going, where the hell is... Oh, there it is, damn it!
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull into this parking lot. Oh, it's for that dry cleaners only. Now I got to leave. I'm going to try it on these side streets. There's nothing there. Well, it's just stressful.
It's an honor to be named the most passive-aggressive street in all of America. It is one of the longest streets out of America. I mean, it never stops.
I know. You
take that thing all the way.
An L.A. restaurant is having to admit that they are a bunch of liars when it comes to how they source their fish. A lot of restaurants around here like to claim that they get their ingredients fresh, locally sourced, grass-fed, wild-caught, all that crap. And there's a place called Dudley Market in Venice, and I guess it's a very well-respected, well-known place to eat, especially to get really good fish. And they have discovered that all of the stuff they were saying about where they got their fish was a lie. It is not fresh or locally sourced, and it was even illegally obtained. And now they have to pay more than $100,000 in penalties and publicly say they were a bunch of lying liars over where they get their fish and wildlife.
Well, listen, I don't even know what's better anymore. Fresh, farm fresh, farm raised.
Wild caught.
I feel like both people, it's the same way you go to look at an apartment. Sometimes they brag wall-to-wall carpeting. Sometimes they brag hardwood floors. I don't know what's a bigger flex anymore. Like, what's supposed to be more exciting?
Yeah,
same thing with restaurants. They
add buzzwords.
Yeah, right. But is farm fresh, farm raised better than wild caught? Because wild caught.
It's very much not.
No, farm raised is basically they have a little pond with a bunch of salmon in it, and they juice them up and they breed them.
Sounds great.
They kill them.
Great.
I love that.
So they're bigger, right?
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, they're juiced up.
They're going to add to Klein's neck.
Yeah, give me some of that neck salmon.
Wild caught is like, we caught it and so did a random bear.
Right, but wild caught, whenever they talk about how dirty, everything is now, everything's all polluted, there's all these algae blooms.
Yeah, all the cocaine is seeping into everything.
All the drug subs that explode in the ocean. It would make me think that you have a little bit more control over your stuff. Like, would a cow taste better, a hamburger or steak taste better, if it was wild, like wild caught Roman cow as opposed to a cow from one of them?
Oh, yeah.
You think it would?
Oh, absolutely, because I had it when I went and visited my family in Texas. It was their cows on their farm that they fed grass-fed stuff, and then they killed them right there.
And it tasted better.
Oh, it was amazing.
That poor cow had to live its entire life only to end up inside of Allie's stomach.
His name was Lucky.
Sounds like it.
And boy, was he.
We get into a brand new hour of the show.